Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Live from the Bunkerize studio, which is still located somewhere within the great Granite State of the USA, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Yes, indeed. Still freedom up here. Would like to have it. Here it is, Thursday, July number 12 in the year of our Lord of 2018. As we press forward, we keep going. By the way, speaking about Pink About It, her tweet, she's a Trumper, by the way. She's a pro-Trumper. She's pro-MAGA. Not going to lie, she's easy on the eyes, too, her picture. Anyway, I don't know her personally, but she's got a point when she tweeted, "Why do Democrats still say women's rights are the most important issue instead of people's rights?" There is something I notice, and of course, as I'm noticing this, anybody know that those of you in Texas, speaking of Texas, David Hogg was in Texas. I don't know if he still is, but he posted a selfie of him in a big Texas 10-gallon hat. he looked like a cute little 12-year-old. and by the way, he's also, I guess he's disparaged himself a little bit. There are some people on the left who are a little upset about a tweet that he had last week. Something about come meet me in person. You'll notice in person I'm skinnier and funnier. Well, he's already a twig. I can't believe that. You know what they say, the television puts 10 pounds on you. So if he's actually 10 pounds less in reality than what he is on TV, then he definitely is a twig. But I don't know. Is he funnier? By the way, he was actually smiling in that picture that I saw with him wearing the 10-gallon hat. You don't see the kid smile. Yeah, he's still a kid. He's only 18. He just turned 18, just graduated, I guess, from Marjorie Stoneham Douglas. But, so he's in Texas now, trying to spread his... he is funny because he's in Texas trying to spread an anti-gun message. By the way, have you seen he's also moderated his... Supposedly, he's moderated his anti-gun stance. He now claims that he's for the Second Amendment, but... but with restrictions. That's what he says. Just saying. But I bring him up not because of the gun debate, but because David Hogg is very typical of a millennial or Gen Z-er adult male now. I mean, we've even had articles about... in some of the wonderful leftist magazines like the New Yorker and even in newspaper publications like the New York Times talking about the rise of the beta male. The alpha male is out. No, they're not. That's why they're still alpha. That's why they're the alpha male. They're still in charge. And you get an alpha male and a beta male together, who's going to come out on top? Well, a true alpha male is going to beat down a beta male every time. That's the way it works. That's nature. But now they are trying to espouse that the beta, the wimpy male, is the sexy male. So, but at the same time, I came across while looking at these so-called beta males. There's also articles surrounding this beta male stuff. Did you now? I didn't know this, but did you know it's getting harder for gay men to tell if another guy is gay or straight? Yeah, you beta males are confusing the hell out of gay men. I'm just saying. Well, because, you know, the straight men are supposed to exude certain masculine qualities that would give them away as being straight. Most likely, right? Well, the feminist movement have been beating the masculinity out of males, and now we've got these beta males running all over the place. It first appeared back in the early 2000s when they were going to call it, because you saw all these television programs, you know, that young people of the day were watching, like Dawson's Creek or what have you, the late 90s, early 2000s. And they were and they were actually starting to comment on the slight builds of all these Hollywood males. They started to call it manorexia. Not that they had any sort of eating disorder like anorexic, which people do, which tends to be generally, I guess, males. It used to be a female disease, mental disorder. And all of a sudden, now it's males too are involved. But when they were calling it manorexia, it was actually the beginning of them noticing the beta male. They were less masculine, both in their personality and in their stature, in their physique. And it wasn't because they didn't eat anything. They just ate a lot of junk. But that was the start of this stuff. Hollywood brought this on, by the way. Because they didn't want to cast masculine men into these roles. You had to be this wimpy kind of male. And now that's all you see on TV and in movies which is really kind of strange, because what are some of the biggest movies going right now? Well, the hero movies, right? Like Black Panther, Avengers, Thor, Captain America. Well, those are the ultimate and alpha males. Now, isn't that funny? The movies that are actually, and we got other movies out there. But notice who's playing these alpha males. Most of them are not millennials. They're Robert Downey Jr. You got Bruce Willis doing some alpha male movies. You've got with Denzel Washington doing what's his new movie? The Executioner? It's something like that. Alpha male. And then you get all these other movies, and it tends to be, you know, with the beta males. And what are their movies that don't do very well? Like Call Me by Your Name or His Name or whatever it is. Oh, no, I can't say that one because that's a gay movie, right? That's gay. But again, you know, who's playing Timothy Chalamet, Chevrolet, whatever his name is. He's like like David Hogg, he's just a skinny beta male type of thing. Well, I guess he's straight, but I mean, you get these people like this, and they don't really act very masculine either. And I guess it's confusing the hell out of gay men. They don't know who's gay and who's not anymore. So you know, you guys out there, I'm just saying, you guys need to man up so you stop confusing gay people. Just saying, because you're causing heartache. I mean, you are, unless, well, I don't, you know, according to some of these articles that I read, it is becoming more the norm for a straight male to actually welcome being hit on by gay men, for the simple fact that gay men, they're not sure if that straight guy is straight or gay. And you should think of it as a compliment. Well, I realize they're trying to reduce the so-called hate crimes, because, you know, a lot of times if a straight guy gets hit on by a gay guy, what does a straight guy do? If he's an alpha male, he beats up the gay guy who tends to be a beta male. Yeah, that's the truth. But I'm just saying, stop confusing people. And the question about, well, it shouldn't be, you know, just people rights now, not women's rights. Because now you're cutting out, you're cutting out lesbians. And you're bringing in men who think that they're women. And you're not, now you're a lot. Look. Now you're allowing these guys to compete in sports competitions on a well, near professional level. And they're men, and you're allowing them to compete with other women simply because they're transgender? I don't see many women, transgendered, you know, women turning into men competing in male sports at near professional levels because they're still women. Even if they're taking all the hormone treatments and they're trying to bulk up, they're still women. They don't have that kind of killer instinct that men do. Now, let's face it, sport, you know, professional sports and semi-professional sports, they're filled with alpha males still. You can't have a bunch of beta males in sports. They're just not going to be all that good. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the sport. Can you imagine a beta male in football? Well, I'm sure that's what the left wants to do. They want to make football full of a bunch of beta males. But that's not going to happen. Even baseball. Most professional baseball players are alpha male. And that, you know, that's a no-contact sport. Yeah, stop. You got to stop trying to confuse. We're going to end up with two generations of confused men. On, you know, whether they be straight or gay, they're all going to be confused. They're not going to know what the hell to think or what the hell to do or be able to recognize one another at all. That, by the way, doesn't bode well for society. Not to mention the human. Well, can't even say the human race, because there's half the planet that doesn't buy into this stuff. Frankly, you know, honestly, can I be real with you for a second here? A lot of this beta alpha male kind of crap, you know where it's taking place? It's taking place mostly in white male run countries. You don't find this beta male stuff taking hold in South America. You don't find beta male stuff taking hold in Africa. You don't find beta male stuff taking hold in Asia. You don't find this kind of beta male stuff even taking hold in Eastern Europe. This is a Western Europe and North American phenomena. And who runs Western Europe and North America? Well, it's overwhelmingly whites. Just saying, people, you guys are doing it to yourself, I guess. I don't know. But you're not you're not going to find a lot of this beta male. But speaking of beta males, we also, there's also alpha females, by the way. Now, they're not the same as alpha males. But we have alpha females, and one of these alpha females is none other than Stormy Daniels. She's back in the news, by the way. Yeah, that the Stormy Daniels who's been trying to sue Donald, President Trump, over stuff that she agreed to long ago, because they supposedly had a, and I have no doubt that they did, that they had a consensual sexual, a short-lived consensual sexual affair. And as I said before, if you're an alpha male and some famous, you know, most guys are going to think of a, and let's face it, Stormy Daniels, in her heyday, she was a beautiful woman. You're going to get some porn star that wants you. Yeah, it's almost every red-blooded, you know, alpha male's dream. But Stormy Daniels evidently was arrested in Ohio. For those of you in Rush Limbaugh's Rio Lindo, that would be Ohio. She was performing in an Ohio strip club. I can't imagine what that looked like. But anyways, porn star, this is from CNBC. Porn star, and by the way, they spelled porn, P-O-R. Yeah, I guess she is poor, which is why she's gone back into porn. Porn star Stormy Daniels, who's made headlines for an alleged affair with Donald Trump, was arrested during a performance at a Columbus, Ohio strip club, according to her attorney. Michael Avenatti, in a Twitter post, claimed the arrest was politically motivated and reeks of desperation. The actress is currently suing Trump and the president's former lawyer, seeking to void her non-disclosure agreement she signed to keep quiet about a purported tryst with the Donald. Of course, the White House denies any affair. Well, I mean, I guess it's not an affair if it's just a couple of times. Well, can I be a little bit crude? You bang somebody once or twice or even thrice, it's not an affair. Not my, you know, there's no love there at all. It's just sex, and having sex is with people is not necessarily having an affair. But anyway, the adult film actress who's made these headlines alleging an affair with Donald Trump was arrested while performing last night, Wednesday night, at a Columbus, Ohio strip club after allegedly having physical contact with patrons. Evidently in Ohio, that's a no-no. Now, Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, in a Twitter post claimed that the arrest was politically motivated and reeks of desperation. Police said Daniels was busted after allegedly touching three different undercover vice police officers during her performance at the Sirens Club in violation of state law, barring anyone who is not a family member from touching a dancer who is either nude or semi-nude. Wait. Evidently, the law is supposed to read, you, the patron, can't touch the dancer. But as I'm reading the law, I don't read anything that says, I'm sure that's how they're construing it, but I don't read anything that says that the dancer can't touch a patron. So actually, wouldn't, in this particular case, I guess, wouldn't the vice cops be guilty of it, of touching the dancer? It doesn't matter if they have a badge. They still cannot commit an illegal act. An undercover cop, if they go deep undercover, in a drug operation, they still cannot commit murder. They can't do that. I mean, they can't break the law in order to uphold the law. They can lie to people, sure, but they can't break the law. Lying is not breaking the law. So court documents reportedly claim that Daniels, during her performance, forced faces of club customers into her breast and used her exposed breast to smack their faces. She also allegedly fondled the breast of female customers. I can only... Yeah, you got these. What are vice cops doing in a club, a strip club anyway? But anyway, you got some vice club cops in the club coming to see Stormy Daniels, and she comes up to them with her rather ample bosom, and swings her chest around so her breasts smack them in the face. Okay. Now, Daniels was released on a $6,000 bail within hours of being arrested. Avenatti said on MSNBC earlier this morning that Daniels would enter not guilty plea later Thursday, and that she would not personally appear in court. She was arrested on three counts of a misdemeanor sex offense, according to the NBC affiliate in Columbus. So there you have it. Donald, this is politically motivated. Well, and according to Avenatti, this is a law that's rarely enforced. Well, it's probably rarely enforced because you don't have a bunch of vice cops hanging out at strip clubs all the time. it doesn't mean that cops are going in there and seeing it happen and then not arresting people. It just means they're not going in there. Now, is there it's Ohio, for crying out loud. Is there ulterior motives of the cops? I don't know. Could be. Maybe they were trying to purposely. It's no different from trying to catch other people in an act of illegality. Look, they've been trying to do that against Trump for the past 2 years, including Mueller. Constantly trying to get people, to be interviewed by him or his leftist staff, so they can catch somebody like General Flynn or Manafort in a lie, which really aren't lies, or just I know it's you can't force the willing ignorant to see truth. You just can't. I've tried, and it's like you're better off banging your head up against a double thick brick wall and thinking that you're going to break it with your head than trying to convince these people how idiotic they are and how two-faced and hypocritical they are. You just can't do it. They're going to have to come to this realization on their own, which is also why the walk away movement has become so big, because people are just coming to the realization on their own, finally, about how idiotic they've been. And they're coming to the realization because, they were told, well, Trump is this kind of a bad guy and that kind of a bad guy and doesn't know what he's doing. And all of a sudden they're starting to see his policies as they're implemented and they're being worked. They're working. When the policies of Barack Obama, they were told, because he was so great, didn't work. So people are starting to realize this stuff on their own. Slowly but surely, it's starting to come about. And they're also starting to see that there are two sets of rules, or two sets of laws, I guess, for people. There are those that are in the elite establishment, the swamp, and they're not held accountable to the same standard that you and I are held accountable. I mean, after all, Martha Stewart, not in the swamp, went to jail for allegedly lying to investigators. Now they want to send General Flynn, not in the swamp, not a swamp monster, want to send him to jail for allegedly lying to investigators. But Hillary and other people in the swamp, no, they can lie all they want to. Nothing to see here. Nothing really happened. So was Stormy set up? No, she wasn't set up. She just probably did stuff that they normally do. I'll say that. I don't go into strip clubs. I don't know how they operate, but I do know you're not supposed to touch dancers. Doesn't matter if they're male or female, by the way. And yeah, you can have male dancers too. Male strippers. You're not supposed to touch them. But hey, if the dancer touches you, are they breaking the law? Because evidently the laws are written where the patrons aren't supposed to touch the dancers. What if the dancer forces you to touch them? I don't know. But was it a setup? Could be. They were just waiting for her to break the law, I guess.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed. High. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever-popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big-time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A student.
Bring the rain.
Thank you.
say about these no touch laws in the strip clubs. Now, look, folks, everybody knows what the reason for a strip club. We got it. Male or female, doesn't matter. Now the whole purpose in order for these strippers, in order for them to make money, is to entice and turn on the patron, be the patron male or female, doesn't matter. So we're supposed to believe that, human beings, we're nothing when it comes to sex. Sex is free. Sex is animalistic. It's just natural. We can't control ourselves. Hey, isn't that what we teach everybody in school? We can't teach abstinence because that's not going to happen because, our overriding desire is to have sex all the time. So if that's the case, then what do you think is going to happen in a strip club? You're getting people turned on all hot and bothered, and they're supposed to not follow their natural instinct, look but not touch? It's kind of an oxymoron, is it not? Just saying. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm just, if you're looking at all this leftist type of mentality and thought process, it's all hypocritical. On one hand, people, they can't help but have sex. Oh, but on the other hand, it doesn't matter how turned on sexually you get. You got to be able to control yourself not to touch. Does anybody else see how that doesn't make any sense? I'm just pointing out, the obvious, I guess. I don't know. But in any case, that's the way it is. We didn't get to it yesterday because of the pattern or the format change of the program a little bit, but today we have not forgotten. I need to come up with a theme song for today's holidays. Yeah, if you got a theme song that you want to use, there's very little I can do because I'm not fully licensed here to play a lot of the music that you hear out there from real artists. Well, I shouldn't say real artists, but if you got an independent artist that has some sort of holiday music, that'd be great. You could use it as a theme, because you don't have to pay these. If you can get permission from the artist directly, because that's how I play all this stuff. Is either their artists send me their stuff and there's no royalties, or if it's a big name song, I get the permission of the proper people to play it without having to go through all this licensing crap, which is really complicated and extremely expensive. Any case, here are today's holidays. Today is the holidays for July number 12 are thus Different Colored Eyes Day. Today we celebrate the condition that often gives people two different colored eyes. It's called heterochromia. Otherwise you have homeochromia. If you have two eyes that are the same color, but if you have two eyes that are different colors, like heterochromia. Evidently, David Bowie did not have two different colored eyes. He had an iris problem, and one of his eyes' irises would not fully operate like the other one, so thus making it look like he had two different colored eyes, I guess. I never really paid that much attention to David Bowie's eyes, but there are some people out there, and animals especially when it comes to dogs. Huskies are known for this, having two different colored eyes. So today you celebrate the different colored eyes, eyed people and animals out there. It is also National Eat Your Jell-O Day. I remember as a kid, I used to like Jell-O. I'm not a big fan of Jell-O today. And I don't do Jell-O shots either. I gave that up after college. That's a college prank thing. Any case, it is National Eat Your Jell-O. Sometimes stylized as Jell-O, and it's basically Jell-O is a brand, by the way. But that's the way they're doing it. It's National Brand Jell-O Day, not gelatin dessert, but it is trademark name for the gelatin dessert. So and try not to have alcohol in it. So you don't want Jell-O shots. You know, but Jell-O has become synonymous with gelatin. You know, like Kleenex has become synonymous with facial tissue. It's not a Kleenex, it's a facial tissue. Because you could have, oh yeah, can you hand me the Scott Kleenex, please? No, it's Scott facial tissue. In any case, that's how it goes for Jell-O. It's also National Pecan Pie Day. If you're in the South especially, the last time I had, well, some of the best pecan pie I've ever had in my entire life was when I was in Atlanta. Not going to lie, they know how to make a pecan pie down there, let me tell you. And so that's how you celebrate today. Just go out and eat some pecan pie. It is also Simplicity Day, also known as National Simplicity Day. And this is to celebrate Henry David Thoreau's birthday. He was born on this date in 1817 in Concord, Massachusetts. Of course, they don't say Concord, Massachusetts. They say Concord. There is a difference. It's Concord, actually, if you want to pronounce it properly. But it's Concord, Massachusetts. Again, New Englanders not knowing how to pronounce things properly. But this is today Henry Thoreau was born, 201 years ago today? So 1817. And he lived a simplistic life even back then when he was on Walden Pond. And this is also a notion where we've got all these programs on various television networks and cable networks about people trying to live off-grid or more simplistic life or urban homesteading types of things and real homesteading. It's just amazing how many people want to go back to nature. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think some of these people are just absolutely crazy on what they're actually doing, but, you know, totally shunning all sorts of... Look, you want to live simplistic, go live in Amish country. They'll let you. But anyway, it is a day to simplify your life, your daily life. Cut out a lot of the clutter and the hubbaloo and all that kind of stuff. I like my electronic gadgets. I could live out in the middle of nowhere off-grid as long as I could get internet and and certain other things. You can do that now, by the way. It's a lot easier to be off-grid but still connected today. So, you know, solar and wind power for a home is much easier to do today, and it's less expensive than it has been in ever. Power and you can get satellite internet, get a satellite dish out there, and you're all set to go, really. Cell phones, satellite phones, you know, you can still be connected while being off-grid, so you're not totally isolated. In any case, those are your holidays for today, July number 12. So please go out and celebrate responsibly. Speaking of responsibly, but being irresponsible, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo. Yes, the great Andrew Cuomo. Now, folks, I know this is Andrew Cuomo. He's annoying, but sometimes he's funny. But you also got to realize that his annoyingness, even when it's funny, is dangerous. And it is also proof that these people just do not like the Constitution as it is currently written. And I've got something else here about that, about them not liking the Constitution. And they're admitting it finally, openly. But Governor Cuomo of New York, the state of New York, says, if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, I'll sue. Well, who the hell is he going to sue? The Supreme Court is it. You cannot, a lower court cannot challenge the ruling of the Supreme Court. That is not the way the Constitution is written. Sorry. I mean, cases go up. They don't go down unless the Supreme Court throws the case back down and says, and if they tell the lower court, hey, we don't like this particular decision, fix it before we have to. That's the only time cases go. It isn't, oh, the Supreme Court rules on this case and the lower court says, not, you can't do that. That's not the way it works. Who the hell is he going to sue? These people are absolutely out of their mind, bonkers. Look, they have gone through this since Ronald Reagan. About if, you know, you put Clarence Thomas on the court and there goes Roe v. Wade. They've been trying to scare people for the last 40 or 50 years on this kind of crap. And it has not happened. And I've explained to you why it's not going to happen, at least in the near future. There is no case currently that anybody knows of that is currently working its way through lower courts that is challenging Roe v. Wade. There isn't one. In order for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, there has to be a new case that works its way up to the Supreme Court. There isn't one out there. And if somebody were to launch one today, it means it would not get through all the court process and get up to the Supreme Court for at least a decade. It's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened. Now, sure, there have been issues about certain aspects of abortion, like late-term abortions and certain types, you know, partial birth. We've had those types of cases, you know, and they've gone, you know, different ways. But there has not been anything that would actually say, well, abortion as birth control, like in Roe v. Wade, is now illegal. There's no case out there for that. None. So they're trying this scare tactic again with Judge Kavanaugh. And now they're saying, well, hey, if the Supreme Court actually gets the case again at some point, well, by that time, Governor Cuomo, you're probably not going to be governor. And the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and says it's something different now, who are you going to sue? Yes. are you going to sue the individual justices? You can't do that either. And this guy is supposed to be a lawyer. I'm just trying to figure this out. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll sue if the Supreme Court rolls back Roe v. Wade. Governor has been calling on lawmakers to increase protections in New York. It doesn't matter if you increase protections in New York. If the Supreme Court says no, then it's no. There's nothing. There's no place for you to sue. What are you going to do? Go to the World Court at The Hague? Folks, I would do not doubt that that is something that the left in this country would love to be able to do. They would love to take some of these recent decisions of the Supreme Court and take them to the International World Court at The Hague and overturn our Supreme Court. It's never going to happen. I shouldn't say never. It's not going to happen within our lifetime. I probably shouldn't say that either, knowing the left. Anytime we get a Democrat leftist president with a Democrat leftist controlled Congress again, they may sign a treaty that gives The Hague the final arbitrary say over this in this country. But I wouldn't doubt if they try to pull that one off. But at this particular juncture, it does not look like it's going to happen. So the highest court in the land is the Supreme Court, and what they say is it. That's it. And it was written that way in the Constitution. There's no, you can't have a bunch of other, you know, at some point somebody's got to say, well, this is your last shot. This is it. This is the final decision. You got to be able to stop it at some, you can't keep going and say, okay, well, the Supreme Court said this. Well, we're going to sue this decision in the lower court and work its way back up. What do they think? Do they think they're going to? Does Cuomo think that he's going to sue, bring it into a state or lower court, federal court, and then have the case work its way back up to the Supreme Court where the Supreme Court says, oh, yeah, slap ourselves in the hand, bad Supreme Court. Yeah, you know, we overturn our overturned judgment. That's not going to happen. But this just goes to show the hatred these people have. And here it is right here, MSNBC, in a MSNBC anchor. Why haven't you heard more about this? Why? This is what they said on live TV. Why should we follow the 1776 view of the Constitution when American views today are so much more progressive? Well, MSNBC, InfoBabe, that's exactly why we need to follow the 1776 version of the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, the Constitution wasn't written in 1776. That was a Declaration of Independence. So they don't even get their years right. I mean, this is just ignorance on display. Why should we follow the 1776 Constitution? We didn't have a Constitution in 1776. We had a Declaration of Independence. Did anybody else notice it? No, nobody else noticed this. But anyway, when today that we have such more progressive thought. Luckily, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg and until recently Anthony Kennedy to tell us that the Constitution should mean what it should mean nowadays. No, it's not based on your time frame. You see, we have a mechanism in the Constitution that will change its meaning. It's called an amendment process. If you want to change what the Constitution means, you amend it. You just don't arbitrarily one day say, well, it should mean this. That's not what it means. That doesn't make it the law of the land. It doesn't make something that is set up by law, but rather something that is ruled on by man of the day. And after all, we're not all that progressive. It's like, left likes to think they're very progressive and enlightened. We're not. And frankly put, humankind is just as dumb as it's ever been. We're not enlightened. Please. I mean, every century thinks that they're more enlightened than the previous centuries. And that's not the case. Oh, yeah, they were so enlightened in the Renaissance. We're so enlightened. No, you still didn't even remember half of what you knew before the Dark Ages fell on you. And there are a lot of people that don't understand that. There's a reason why we call it the Dark Ages. Which then there's a reason why it's called the Renaissance. Because at some point, humankind, at least in the Western world, and by the way, this the Dark Ages didn't happen in Asia. And evidently, Dark Ages didn't happen here in the Western Hemisphere either. That was a European thing. And they came about with the Renaissance simply because somebody remembered that, hey, you know what? We've been pretty dumb the past few centuries here. We need to come out of this darkness here. Unbelievable stupidity. Do you have, they don't believe in the Constitution. They hate it. It's the only thing standing in their way. I mean, suing the Supreme Court to change the constitutional text, that can't happen either. Luckily, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg and until recently Anthony Kennedy to tell us what the Constitution should mean nowadays. Of course, a Twitter pal suggests that if all else fails, Katie Turr and the rest of the left might try going to Andrew Cuomo's route and suing the Supreme Court to change the constitutional text. Yes, MSNBC's Katie Turr was the one saying and asking, well, why should we follow the Constitution that was written in 1776? Well, it's a good thing we don't follow the Constitution that was written in 1776 because it says nothing because there wasn't one. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Ah. By the way, well, I'm not going to go down that road. Anyway, finally today, there is a problem that is brewing here in the United States. Folks, when I read, I didn't realize that this was happening. I didn't know either. I learned something new. We're facing a trash problem here in this country. Well, because for some reason we've even exported that. Trash piles up in the USA as China closes door to recycling. I thought recycling was we've been sending recyclable materials to China to be recycled. Evidently, yes, for months a major recycling facility for the greater Baltimore, Washington area has been facing a big, huge problem. It has to pay to get rid of huge amounts of paper and plastic it would normally sell to China for recycling. Beijing is no longer buying, claiming the recycled materials are contaminated. This closing the door of recyclables, of course, the story is now appearing because they're trying to make it sound like, well, it's Trump's trade war. No, this started to happen even before Trump was elected. It's in the story. Yes, indeed. 900 tons of trash dumped at all hours of the day and night, 5 days a week on the conveyor belts of a plant in Elkridge, Maryland, is not clean enough for Chinese recyclers. That's because, you know, Americans still, they don't fully understand how to recycle. You know, you can't throw in plastic bags because that gums up the machinery in the world. Well, evidently, China doesn't like the plastic bag stuff and other contaminants. So we don't have the industry here to recycle this stuff? I thought that's what we were building up. Isn't that part of the new economy that Obama talked about? The clean and green stuff? Hell, we weren't even doing that. We were sending that to China. And so now China is saying, well, the Americans are too dumb to send us clean, recyclable material, so we're not going to get recycled. We don't want to be the world's trash dump anymore, so we're going to close the doors to even American recyclable trash. So guess what? All those recyclables that you're doing, that your city or municipality is forcing you to do, is most likely now, more than ever, likely now to end up in a landfill. Isn't that lovely? After all this time, after 8 years of Obama telling us we're going to have clean energy and clean industry, guess it didn't work. Well, I'm out of time for today, folks. We'll be back here for Open Mic Freedom Friday tomorrow, so tune in to that. Until then, have a wonderful Thursday afternoon. I'm Rod Eccles. I'm out.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For a Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.